This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, hello, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on this Memorial Day weekend. And you know, there's so many great things happening in and around Rhode Island regarding parades and fireworks and tributes and different things out there. As always, if there's something you want us to talk about or you want to share, you can always go to our Facebook, our social media pages, and share it there, because that's a great place, an evergreen resource of content right there. But perhaps one of the biggest celebrations in the state over this time period, aside from the Memorial Day parades and the various tributes there are for our fallen service heroes, the Gatsby Days.
Oh, it's huge in the center of the state.
Yeah, which kind of, you know, launched everything when you think of it. But the that's happening, and that's over in your neck of the woods there,
I'd like
Mary.
I'd say it lit everything up, you know, started the spark, but I'm pumped in.
Hey, there you go. But, I mean, they start off, you know, they had their proclamation ceremony last weekend, and they've got the Arts and Crafts Festival this weekend.
Which
they've
is
got
amazing.
The block party. Yeah, I mean, and then the weekend after, there's the concert, the fireworks, the blessing of the fleet. The following week is the actual 5K road race and the parade, which culminates everything. And they have the burning of the Gatsby on the 9th. It's just, it's nonstop. And there's all sorts of stuff happening between now and then. So, you know, we're always proud to support all the great things they do over there. And you've gone there. You've played in that Symphony in the Park.
I mean, yeah, as a high school student, I went to Tollgate High School in Warwick. All the Warwick high schools, you know, definitely used to, I don't know if they still do now, I assume they do, participate in marching in the parade. And I have not run the 5K, but I've had a lot of friends who have.
Yeah, I drove
the
5K
brunch
once.
Kind of person. Like, yeah. I'll sit on the sideline and ring a cowbell. But yeah, this arts art fair that's going on, this is one of the best. Like, if you like to go to the Wickford Art Festival, if you like to see like beautiful, really unique stuff, this is a great place. Even, I know it sounds crazy, it's like a swear word, but if you want to even start your holiday shopping now, if you're really trying to find that unique gift for someone that's really difficult to shop for, this art fair, it is crazy good. It's not just really like random kind of kitschy stuff that you might not like. This is a great art fair.
No, definitely something you don't want to miss. And you know, Mary, the parade and the burning and all the history of it, you know, kids, you know, really as far as, you know, your kids, maybe just on the tad size of a bit too young, but the history lessons tie right on in and through, you know, going from, you know, the early first or second grade right up on through. So it's pretty cool. It's a great time to be over there in Rhode Island, and I'm sure you can consume as much Dell's lemonade as you'd like out there amongst the people there. What's up on tap for you this Memorial Day weekend, Mary?
Cookouts. It's cookout season. I mean, Memorial Day, this came early this year, so I wasn't quite ready mentally for it, but now we've had a couple of days of sunshine. Yeah, we have a neighborhood cookout every weekend for Memorial Day weekend, and possibly celebrating a birthday in my family. My daughter's birthday is next week, and because of the holiday, I'm a little discombobulated, but she's only 3, so she won't exactly know that the birthday party is thrown together. But yeah, really just firing up the grill, spending some time outside, and
good.
Yeah, how about
a lot of the same, you know, just keeping up, having fun, trying not to get hamburger and hot dogged out with all the cookouts and everybody everywhere. But lots of things going on in and around the state. So if you tune in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, just listen, enjoy the episode. Maybe you listen to this and you realize, I have nothing to do, and I like it like that. That is totally, totally your call, and we salute you on that one. You can find all the links and info for the stuff that we do talk about on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We want to remind you that after you've had all of these hot dogs, hamburgers, and cookout planning and gearing up for parades, if you feel like you need to unwind, We would love to remind you about our new sponsor, Float RI. They are located on Post Road in Warwick. They're an amazing place. They offer so many great things between massage and Reiki. Of course, the flotation therapy, but you can even go a little bit deeper because they have a fitness class. Maybe you need to work off those hamburgers and cheeseburgers, you know, or you really want to do something a little funky and have some aura photography done.
Yeah, recently we did those services, including the floating, which is where you spend 60 to 90 minutes in a private pod of 850 pounds of Epsom salt. And Mary, you did this. This was your first time doing it. It was pretty wild. Yeah. And you did it right before you traveled, too. So that really made your travel plans a lot easier. So this is certainly something you want to check out. And it helps just generate those alpha waves and the healing and everything. So certainly something you want to check out. Learn more about Float RI by visiting our website. And of course, we will be sharing experiences that we had there and perhaps some wonderful giveaways for you for the summer.
Ben, what do you have for the wicked interesting pick for the week?
The Boots on the Ground for Heroes Memorial is happening this weekend. In the past, it's taken place at the Temple to Music at Roger Williams Park. Mm-hmm. But this year, it has moved. It is now at Fort Adams, a totally different location, which means it's going to be a totally different experience. And yeah, you know, we usually share something that's exciting and lively and you know, a spectacle and a thrill. This is something completely different. Mm-hmm. This is a memorial that presents almost 7,000 boots, each with a flag and the name placards representing the lives of U.S. service members killed in action post 9/11 on the global war against terror. So the boots will be displayed this weekend. It'll open up on Friday the 24th and go right through Monday, and it'll be at Fort Adams in Newport. I'll be doing a special edition of Carpooling with Ben down there. So if you want to learn more about it, you can check that out as well by going to my page. And on Sunday, May 25th, there will be a very special presentation by the Rhode Island Army National Guard Band. That's the 26th, rather, at 7 p.m. over there at the fort there. It's something truly amazing. And, you know, it's one of those things where you could teach kids. You can go yourself. Perhaps you know somebody who has lost somebody or, you know, through friends or whatever. You go there and you make that tribute. Even if it's somebody not local, you know somebody through your various social media connections, you want to go there, and it could be something special to share them a photo and stuff. So
yeah.
Again, this is not something where you're going to go and play frisbee and you know, eat hamburgers and hot dogs. This is something really in the true spirit of Memorial Day and the weekend that we have here, which, don't get me wrong, Mary and I both love cookouts, and yeah, that's more power to it, but that is
but we get to do it because of these people, you
absolutely
know? And I think it's so wise to attend this event. I didn't even realize it was all post 9/11, you know, like I think we become almost immune. You know, we have the 4th of July celebration, we have the Gatsby Day celebration, we have all these battles and you know, wins that we celebrate, but we kind of are distanced from you know, the lives that were necessarily lost to make this all possible. So to know not only that these people did this so we could have these cookouts, but also that it's been so recent.
Yeah. We almost become numb to the fact that it's that these situations have happened over the past, you know, within the past 20 years. And, you know, it's a very moving tribute. So certainly if you have time, it doesn't take that long. Check it out. It is certainly something you want to see. It's over at Fort Adams. It's the Boots on the Ground for Heroes Memorial, presented by Operation Stand Down Rhode Island, the Fort Adams Trust, Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, and many other sponsors who work so hard to bring it and put it together. That is our wicked interesting, and to be quite candid, wicked full of gratitude.
Yes.
Post of the week. And now, time for the wicked fun in the 401.
Starting things off If you want to find another creative way to burn off those cheeseburger calories, you want to get outside now that spring has sprung and it's starting to feel like summer, you might want to head on over to Providence, where you might not normally think about burning off calories and doing something outdoorsy, but our friends at Providence Kayak, this is their opening weekend, so you can head on over to the docks at Water Place and paddle the Providence waterways with them. In addition to, of course, the regular kayak rentals, they're going to be offering brand new guided events, narrated tours, as well as private rentals for special occasions or corporate outings. So if you have a big group of people, maybe you have a wedding coming up this summer and you want to do, you know, a little bachelorette or bachelor adventure, or maybe you have a company that you just want to do something different in the summer, you definitely want to check that out. But of course, they're opening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday only, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can actually bring your leashed dog kayaking. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. They're letting it. So if you're like, you know what, the weather's beautiful, I want to take my little pooch outside, you can. Of course, though, you cannot bring your own kayaks. That's just an insurance thing. And their season is going to be running from this weekend through the first week of October. So definitely check that out.
Nice, nice. Well, the second annual Art for Animals is coming up on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. over at the Sprague Mansion in Cranston, which is technically 1351 Cranston Street, for those of you scoring at home. And this is a nice little get-together. All the proceeds go to the Defenders of Animals. They work hard to, you know, keep pets out of shelters by finding placement in local animals who are in need, and by helping low-income owners pay the vet bills so they don't have to surrender mm-hmm. their pets. They're also champions of animal-friendly legislation in Rhode Island. Our good friend Margie and Jessica Rhodes, Margie Feldhune and Jessica Rhodes from I call them the podcast queens. They are part of Podcast Connections, Interview Connections, rather. They do amazing work, and this is kind of their, I don't want to say brainchild, but this is really something that's near and dear to them. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke with Margie last year about the some of the impact that this organization has had on people and individuals, you know, pets and you know, the pups and the kittens, they bring a lot of comfort and joy. But when things start to take a turn for the owner, it can bring a lot of stress. And these guys, the Defenders of Animals, they really do help put those stresses at ease. So mm-hmm. check it out. It's certainly well worth it. It's happening Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Sprague Mansion. It is the second annual Art for Animals.
Luckily, it's during the day, because that is one of like the top haunted quote-unquote places in Rhode Island.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
If you Google the Sprague Mansion in Cranston, the first couple of articles are being haunted.
I trust anything Margie and Margie and Jessica do. I trust them. You know, they know what they're doing. They're total pros.
I totally agree. Okay, so also happening this weekend, basically the entire weekend, so the 23rd through the 25th, Symposium Books, it's one of my favorite bookstores. They're having their 15-year anniversary party. And one of the big reasons that I wanted to shout this out is, you know, I'm busy. I do order a lot of things online, but you really need to make sure that you're supporting as many local businesses as you can. And the great thing with really these small boutique bookstores is they just take that time and effort. They're able to help you find some amazing pieces that really help you kind of expand your horizon. So this is their 15th anniversary, and they're going to be celebrating it alongside the Dean Hotel and also another fellow podcast friend, Bill Bartholomew. They're going to be joining them. Yes, we've got a lot of podcast love going on in this episode. So Thursday night from 4 to 7:30, they're going to be having some celebrations. And then Friday, same thing, that goes until 8. And then on Saturday, Bill Bartholomew is actually going to be performing a solo set with songs and talk at 7 p.m. So lots of great things. And while you're there, of course, you can try to grab yourself a new book, maybe a couple of books for your summer reads while you're at the beach.
Good call. This Saturday evening, I've tried to tie it in as best as I could, but it's never worked out well. The Afro Circus, well, it's not that. It's Nitro Circus. It just never works out because I get so just just Chris Rock and Madagascar and all that other stuff, the zebra dancing around with a crazy yes. wig. Nitro Circus Live is coming to McCoy Stadium. It is it's incredible. It's insane. Okay,
I don't even know what Nitro Circus is. I just picture nitro coffee, which means you are very caffeinated and you could do crazy things.
Well, they utilize that power for good. It's nice. Called the You Got This Tour. It's an exciting reinvention of their world-famous live show. It's an adrenaline-charged event that features the best athletes in FMX, which is freestyle motocross, BMX, skate, scooter, and so much more, including multiple X Games. Remember the X Games? By the way, folks, the X Games? That started in Rhode Island. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, world.
Great minds think alike.
They will attempt record-breaking feats and spectacular stunts on an action-packed show. It's totally fun for all ages. You've gone to these shows before, these thrill shows, and they do something for a little bit, and then there's like a lot of, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes of downtime. This is nonstop action. Mm-hmm. And they actually, believe it or not, they have athletes on the tour who do these ramps, these, you know, bike ramps and stuff, the half pipes and all that other crazy stuff. They've got people who are paraplegics.
Wow.
And they do it in their wheelchairs.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be happening, like I said, on Saturday. The VIP opening is at 4:30. They'll have a function. The general doors are at 6. The showtime's at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available. But let me tell you, this show is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great place to see it over at McCoy. You're not going to want to miss it. Check it out. It is on Saturday at 7 o'clock. It is Nitro Circus Live.
Look at that little interlude talking about a circus, and then we got almost like little circus music leading into
we don't mess around.
So the Wicked Family Friendly pick for this week is the Memorial Day Carnival happening in Cranston at Mulligan's Island Golf and Entertainment. So we all know Mulligan's Island, they're amazing. You can play golf, mini golf. My kids love it. There's like this big fake volcano. It's loads of fun. But they also often have, you know, food truck events there. They've got a lot of space, so they can do pretty cool things. And this is backed by popular demand, Rockwell Amusements annual Memorial Day Carnival. It's going to be all sorts of fun things. I mean, they've been setting up these rides, really affordable, like, you know, your tickets to different things, just $1 per ticket. You can get 25 tickets for $20. I mean, it's just like your traditional carnival games and rides. Thursday is going to have, so the day this comes out, the reason that you need to hear this is that there's unlimited ride wristbands. Oh, actually, no, all weekend. Look at this. Unlimited ride wristbands from Thursday through Monday, $25 per person. As long as you have to purchase it between a certain time frame, so 6 to 9 p.m., and then you get to ride until close. So they're really saying, like, come on over. Don't worry about buying all those tickets. Just get yourself a wristband and ride to your heart's delight. So
that's
this, of course, is perfect for the family. You know, Ferris wheels, Tilt-A-Whirl. I mean, all of your classic carnival rides. And carnival season's now here, now that the warmth is here.
Nice. Saturday, if you're looking for something to do, I invite you to cross the bridge, go overseas to Fall River, and check out the Fall River Food Truck Festival at the Gates of the City, which is right on Ponta Delgada Boulevard in Fall River. They're going to have a bunch of food trucks there. It's the third annual Fall River Food Truck Festival, and they'll have, like I said, food trucks. They'll have beer from local craft breweries, craft vendors, and so much more. Bring a lawn chair, come hungry. Proceeds from the event will be donated to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall Fund, which is a wall that is being erected in Fall River I don't want to say it's a certain percentage of the actual Vietnam Wall in Washington. It's pretty close in size. Mm-hmm. So you know the amazing healing that happens down there in Washington with people being able to go there and get some closure. They're going to be bringing one of these walls, which will be a permanent installation in Fall River. So this is what this is going to help raise funds for. And of course, food trucks are great for if you have more than two people in a party or two people that you're hanging out with. Food trucks are great because everybody goes and gets whatever they want.
Yes.
You don't have to pick a restaurant. and then you relax, enjoy. I'm sure they'll have plenty of entertainment, plenty of space for the kids to run around and enjoy. But check it out, the Fall River Food Truck Festival happening at the Gates of the City on Ponta Delgada Boulevard. I am saying that so wrong. My apologies to the entire city and their blessed mayor over there in Fall River. It's going to be a great time. Check it out on Saturday, noon to 4.
Here at Wicked Roadie have partnered up with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your friends, your family, and ways that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters Rhode Island, they need individuals ages 19 and up to mentor boys. Volunteers empower the mentees to make positive decisions, provide academic support, and engage them in activities. Basically, you just need to be a cool, fun human being who wants to help out some of these boys. Now, they are asking for a pretty good commitment of 18 months minimum, and it is going to be 6 to 8 hours per month, which is very, very doable. You get to have this nice relationship and a nice commitment to help a young boy. So that's the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island.
It's great. That's awesome. The Triple BSRI, as they affectionately call themselves with the acronym. The Dare to Dream Ranch, which offers alternative therapy programs for service members, veterans, and their families, is looking for volunteers to help clean the paddocks and stalls, refill feed and water troughs, and help sweep the barn. They also need a volunteer landscaper to mow weed whack once a week. If you're 16 or older, you want to check this place out. If you have any kind of a connection to people who are dealing with PTSD or any kind of trauma post their service, it's something definitely check out. I did an interview with Karen Dalton, who is the person who founded this ranch. It's an amazing place over there, Foster. They are certainly would love your help and support just in general, so check that out. And if you want to learn more about the way the United Way Rhode Island helps in our community, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, visit their website or simply dial 211 so you can get connected to the help you need. All right, folks, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Head on over and find us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, this is the season. All the food trucks are out. All of the merriment's happening. You are out and about, my friend, no longer being a hermit in your house. And maybe you're snapping some pics. So while you're taking those pictures, do us a favor and include the hashtag Wicked Roadie. That's going to help bring awareness to the podcast. And also, we'll be able to check it out and we might reshare your post.
There you go. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Well, until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Of course we will, because that's what we do for you, the public, our listeners. We love you.